I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 32 degrees.
Crashes and wind affecting your morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
High on the Hill, 2021.
The state legislative session begins today with new ways to handle the pandemic challenges.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in Salt Lake City with more. Mary?
Amanda, the state capitol is closed to the public for now, but there are more video options than ever before. Senate President Stuart Adams says people can testify in committee hearings remotely, and that's great for health and safety concerns, but also means no long distances to travel or babysitting to arrange.
This is the year to have a public input and to hear the voice of the people, because
now the lawmakers will undergo frequent COVID-19 testing. There will be mask wearing and physical distancing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, so weather now with Grant Wayman. A wind warning remains for parts of northern Utah through the morning.
Very strong wind gust picking up through the morning hours into the early parts of the afternoon. North of Salt Lake City, we're talking Davis County, Weber County, Box Elder County as well. Some of these gusts could, again, exceed 60 miles an hour. Very strong wind gusts through the noon hour and then subsiding a bit. We think the strong winds really start to diminish after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Grant says Salt Lake County and Utah County could see some wind, but not nearly as strong as further north. There is another storm expected later this week.
As high winds sweep through Davis and Weber counties this morning, some Salt Lake residents are reflecting on the damage from last September's windstorm. Cam Lumsden was walking through the Salt Lake Cemetery looking at the trees still on the ground there.
And still, right, traces from the first day it was there and still hasn't been able to been fully cleared up.
Weber and Davis counties will remain the hardest hit by the wind today, but some strong gusts will be felt in other areas as well.
Rocky Mountain Power says over 2,700 customers are without power right now in West Jordan. Power company crews have been dispatched and will be making repairs as soon as possible. Right now, they say all power should be restored by about 11:30 this morning.
A number of Utah parents will be in court this morning after they filed a lawsuit against the Salt Lake School District. They're upset their kids don't have the option for in-person learning. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the lawsuit filed just over a month ago claims the district's decision has stripped around 21,000 students of their rights to a free and open public education. Today in court, the plan is for parents to present evidence, which they say will demonstrate that remote learning is actually discriminatory, and they're expected to make a link between mandatory remote learning and skyrocketing failing grades. According to the lawsuit, one plaintiff's student has gone from being a mostly straight A student to suddenly getting mostly Fs. The 8 families suing have a total of 24 students in the school district. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President-elect Joe Biden will arrive in Washington today ahead of tomorrow's inauguration. Tonight, he will hold a somber event to reflect on those who died from COVID-19. ABC's Alex Stone has a preview now from Washington.
Tonight, on the eve of his swearing in, President-elect Biden will honor those who have died from COVID-19. There will be a lighting around the reflecting pool at the Lincoln Memorial in memory of those who have been lost in the past nearly year to the virus. Cities around the country, many that are struggling right now, will take part lighting candles, ringing church bells, and lighting buildings at the same time. Alex Stone, ABC News, Washington.
A farewell message from the outgoing First Lady. Here is ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
First Lady Melania Trump offered her farewell message to the nation.
My fellow Americans.
In the pre-recorded video, she seemed to allude to the attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of her husband.
Be passionate in everything you do, but always remember that violence is never the answer and will never be justified. Use every opportunity to show consideration for another person.
But Mrs. Trump will be the first First Lady in modern history not to invite her successor to the White House before the inauguration.
Carl says the video also goes over the First Lady's accomplishments while in the White House.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.